on. Good evening. It is May 19th, 2021. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, the Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you all please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence to honor our first responders and our servicemen and women.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So first we have minutes of the March 31st, 2021 special executive session and minutes of the April 1st, 2021 special executive session. So these were for police chief interviews. Any comments, questions, discussion, or motion to approve minutes?
I'll make the motion to approve both the minutes of March 31st and April 1st.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, we would open the meeting up to public comments, reminding the public that this meeting is recorded and posted on the website promptly, and this session will be limited to agenda items only. So a motion to open public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment for agenda items only.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, if any member of the public would like to comment on agenda items, please state your name, the road you live on, and you'll need to press star 6 if you're on the phone to unmute yourself. Could you come up and maybe share Mark's microphone?
Yes.
And we are open to the public tonight for those of you dialing in as we
Ron Mikowski, Rocky Run Road. I did have a question on the area. I see museum roof gutter repair. This is a problem that's been going on for some time. I thought it was taken care of a few years back. It's a very unusual roof gutter system.
A few years ago, there was a patch made to part of it, and I think that was even part of the soffit work.
Yeah, a minor repair.
Okay, so now you're looking to do it and
fix the problem.
All right, that's all I want to know. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any other member of the public? Again, press star 6 to unmute yourself. Identify your name and the road you live on. We're not hearing anyone if you're trying to speak on the phone. Last call. Is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. That takes us to ordinances, of which we have two tonight. The first is a public hearing for Ordinance 2021-05, an ordinance for the donation of real property. This is property donated by Alan and Terry Hodge, property known as 248 Musconetcong River Road, Block 59, Lot 21. Is there a motion to open the public hearing on this ordinance?
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing on Ordinance 2021-05.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public would like to comment regarding Ordinance 2021-05, donation of real property, press star 6 if you're on the conference call. No one attempting to speak, seeing up. There is one in the room.
Ron Mikowski, Rocky Rim Road. This property, is this on? This is the first I've seen it. I know Musconetcong River Road. There's some people trying to donate some property, which was the old railroad track.
No, that. This is we not. This was introduced last time, so we. I'll repeat it for you. But this is way north of that. There was a property. Maybe I don't remember the details, 3-4 acres toward the river side of Musconetcong River Road, and this quarter of an acre was on the other side of the road. And for whatever reason, when they sold the other part a couple of years ago, this little quarter acre didn't go with it. It's sitting there.
We're trying to clean it up.
And we're willing to take it to clean it up.
All right, just
exactly. Yep. No, it's not the railroad tracks, and we've had an environmental report done on it to make sure there's no dumping. We're not taking on anything. We, you know, the title search, we have no liabilities for it, so it's a clean transaction. Any other public comment? We're not hearing any on the phone. If you're pressing star 6, no one else in the meeting. Is there a motion to close public comment?
Motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, there would be a motion before the committee, assuming there's no discussion. Motion to adopt Ordinance 2021-05.
I make a motion to adopt Ordinance 2021-05.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Takes us to our second ordinance of the night. This is Ordinance 2021-06. This is a capital ordinance. This is to appropriate from the capital that was approved in the budget that was adopted the sum of $622,000 for the various items that were listed in the ordinance, called out upon introduction. This includes the road resurfacing program at various locations, chip and seal program at various locations, acquisition of a loader, acquisition of a trailer for the Department of Public Works, undertaking various improvements to the municipal building, specifically some of the basement remodeling that's required, acquisition for the use of the police department of body cameras and SUV, and for the fire department, a rescue sled, fire hose and nozzles, and turnout gear. At this time, we would open the public hearing for Capital Ordinance 2021-06. Is there a motion to open the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing for Ordinance Number 2021-06.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public would like to comment on Capital Ordinance 2021-06, if you're on the phone, you'll have to press star 6 to unmute yourself. Seeing no member of the public and hearing no one on the phone. We're not hearing anyone on the phone, so is there a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, unless there are any comments from the committee, is there a motion to adopt Ordinance 2021-06, Capital Ordinance?
I'll make a motion to adopt 2021-06 Capital Ordinance.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Resolution on tonight's agenda, Resolution 51, 2021, authorizing the award of a non-fair and open contract for the Township of Lebanon for appraisal services. These are services required by our tax assessor. It's on an hourly basis. When projects come up, specifically mostly for appeal-type purposes, where she needs the expertise of a licensed appraiser to support the valuation that the township puts, mostly for business purposes. Any discussion in the committee? The firm, I should point out, the person that she's proposing that we appoint is Victor DeSanto with the firm Sterling DeSanto & Associates, LLC, and it's a one-year contract that would be entered into. There's no discussion.
Make a motion to approve Resolution 51, 2021.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. It takes us to old business. First item of old business is the DPW manager request to advertise for a full-time mechanic DPW employee.
Yeah, can you carry it over to the next meeting? Warren and I are working on, more description types of stuff like that and what the position would entail. So if we can carry that over, I'd appreciate it. I spoke to him today. He has no issue with us, so we're going to be meeting on Monday and Wednesday.
If there's no objection, we will carry that over. Mm-hmm. Next is DPW manager's request to purchase a 2021 John Deere 544P loader.
That also I'd like to comment on. I spoke to the gentleman from the NJDEP for the NJEMP grant, and it looks like we're earmarked to receive $54,000 with regards to a grant when it comes to the 544 wheel loader. So I'm still in the process of finishing the application. So if we can carry this over as well, really it's contingent on getting the grant, which I believe we're going to get, was pretty positive. And the fact that you passed the capital ordinance tonight and you still have the estoppel period before you can go out and purchase anything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like that word. Estoppel.
I don't get to use it that much.
Without objection, we will carry that to next meeting, which takes us next item on old business is the volunteer picnic.
So I spoke with Kim, and and Beverly gave me a lot of information for the time that she did hers. I'm in no man's land right now. I did call up Q Crew and save the date. Actually, I saved the date of September 11th. I'm not sure that we have picked the date yet, other than we had said last night either the 11th or the 2nd and the 9th, right? Of October? What was it?
The 2nd is what I thought we were angling toward, but the 11th and the 2nd were on it.
Right.
I know we definitively ruled out the 16th and the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted to see tonight. We could just
pick the date, and I'll reserve it with the Q Crew, and then Kim and I will work to get some information. Now, unfortunately, September 11th, I am not here. I'm on vacation.
And I did think the 20th anniversary of September 11th.
And it's the 20th anniversary. I'm not sure that would be a hassle.
Well, you need to be here,
you know,
that day.
So we can vote on whatever.
I see no reason not to do October 2nd.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
If that works for everybody else.
Yeah. That works for everybody.
What day?
October 2nd.
October 2nd.
Saturday?
Yes.
Would you like to make a motion?
Oh, I'll make a motion then that, thank you, yeah, that we approve October 2nd as the date for the volunteer picnic.
I'll second that.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much. Okay. Administrator's report.
Sure, I got some updates here.
Was there any other old business that anyone wanted to introduce? Okay. Sorry. Administrator's report.
Okay, with regards to the basement, I have some update. I met with Warren a couple of weeks ago with regards to the basement downstairs. I spoke to Mike McGinnis from RK Environmental, and I know we spoke previously as well, and Committeeman McKee. We're going to start the process. Warren's going to spearhead it with Mike McGinnis and he'll give us updates as well. Again, we have the part of the bonding and that we did tonight, and we're going to go out to, proposal for the HVA system, the stuff that we have to do.
Just to be precise, we're not bonding anything this year?
No.
The capital ordinance?
Right.
We're not borrowing.
So once they get together to meet, they're going to go through the criteria of what needs to be done first. As you know, there's three tasks that have to happen. So I told Mike once the budget was approved, which it was, again, the estoppel period, but that doesn't matter. We can start the process. So Warren will spearhead it. With regards to and I'm bringing this up for a reason, the IT assessment. During the whole thing with the Microsoft licensing that we just did, our IT consultant really says we're really behind on a lot of our computer. We need to update our computers. We need to. There's no doubt about it. Some computers are still functioning on Windows 7, which is not, conducive. I know it's really been hard for the deputy clerk to be doing certain things, so we have to upgrade them. So he's going to give me a quote on upgrading certain computers as well. The process of the switching of the emails has been pretty successful, even though there were some glitches. I expected there to be glitches, but But I was asked a question about retention of emails, and I know Committeewoman Kohler asked me that, and that's going to be addressed. The old emails from my corp, we have to actually bring them over to our servers as well. What he did say, though, we have a very good server, but we don't have the computers for it. So, and the reason for the updates as well is firewalls and stuff like that. So he's on it. But we do have to purchase certain Microsoft licenses for Word and all that kind of stuff because I guess it's different now. I used to buy one disk, you can put it on so many computers, but he's going to work it out for us. And we'll be, hopefully by the end of the year, we'll be up to date on everything because it's important. As you know, we were, with the old email system was very, prehistoric, if you ask me, and trying to, work your way around it. So, and the last thing is the hazard mitigation. We've been working on this annex for like who knows how long. It's been pretty difficult to deal with because it's done every, what, 6 years. So, you know, we're updating it and changing it. So the OEM director and I, we finished the portion for the township. The OEM engineer planner. There's only one thing that has to be completed, and that's from finance, which is the CFO, which is one page. Once that's completed, the OEM consultant and I will call up Tetra, which is the one that is spearheading the whole thing for all the towns in Hunterdon County, and we'll be up to date and get it approved, and we'll give you a copy of it. Also, I've been working on, as you know, the minister, can't even say it. These are rented lips. So I'll get another pair of ones. But the table of organization. So it's pretty much done. It's just I have to go to some things with the township clerk because there's certain other areas as well. But it's pretty clear. I do have to go over stuff with the chief as well because I have, you know, certain things in here that you would normally have. Traffic division, detective bureau, internal affairs. But it's, you know, it's not completely done, but I say it should be done very shortly. So I have copies if you want to look at them. It's really nice looking, the colors. It's pretty. And I'm kidding. So if you want to pass them, you know, along, you can take a look. And if you have any discussions, and you know, you can always contact me when I'm here. That's it for my report.
All right. That takes us on to new business then. First item of new business is a request from the Board of Adjustment to reassign some of their member positions. We recently learned that Andy Kozlowski is resigning from the Board of Adjustment. He's been on for quite some time.
Yes, he has.
Longer than you were, huh?
Yeah.
So we wish him very well and thank him for his long service. And that then opens up a regular position, and the request from Board of Adjustment is to move Tom Sachs from alternate position one to the regular position on the Planning Board to fill the remainder of Andy's term, and to move Derek Porcino from alternate two to alternate one. Any comments from the committee? We need a motion to make these adjustments in the Board of Adjustment. Would anyone like to make that motion?
I'll make that motion to make these adjustments to the Board of Adjustments.
Second.
Roll call.
It's contagious.
Yes.
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 Yes. And next is the museum roof gutter repair that was mentioned earlier. As was mentioned, the roof at the Township Museum is... do you want to...
Go ahead.
So the museum has a roof dating back to 1870 or something. The gutters on that building are so-called Yankee gutters, which are somewhat inset, but they're kind of flat at the end where the roof slopes down. There's been some attempts of repairs over time, but there's the start of some rotting up there, and there's one area actually happens to be over the doorway that has a leak. We investigated what it would take to do the proper repair of that. We have quotes attached from three different roofers, and the general plan is to strip the rubber that was put on whenever, some years ago, that's outside of the memory of anyone here, take a couple rows of slate off of the roof, put ice, water and ice shield up under the slate, put copper where the Yankee gutters are, have four downspouts, reinstall the two rows of slate, and the lowest quote that we got happens to be from a roofer who did the Red Schoolhouse just up East Hill Road, so we were familiar with the person and their work. It is from River's Edge Roofing, and for that sum is $12,889. The funds are available from a bond ordinance that was passed in 2016 and another one in 2017 for improvements to the museum. So there are funds available.
And that does the front and back
yep.
as well, with leaders in the back too.
Yep. Any other comments you'd like to? This was run past the historians, who all were in favor of the historical treatment.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. Interesting how the different contractors reviewed the building. We had a guy with a drone, flew the drone over the top, watched his phone, could see all the damage and the parts were good. It was pretty interesting. Yeah. Anyways, I think it's well worth it.
So is there a motion to engage River's Edge Roofing for the proposed price of $12,889 to fix the front and rear of the museum Yankee gutters?
So moved.
Second. Oh, you need me to.
And Mayor, that's conditioned. The CFO has certified those funds.
Correct? He certified those funds from the 2016-17 bond ordinance?
Yes.
Roll call, yes?
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you. Next on the agenda is Playground Park, and we have with us the chairman of the park committee, Eric Petrick.
And with me is Tom. Actually, we can talk from here.
We just need to get it on the microphone, especially for the people on the phone and for the recording.
He's got more of the answers.
He's got the answers?
Yeah. I'm Eric Petrick. I live on Boulderfield Road.
Drew Pana on Rolling Hills Way.
Oh.
And we're requesting, as you know, the playground is, I think, approaching almost 20 years old. It's the original playground. It's all made out of wood. We've made some patches, some repairs over time. But it's time to upgrade some of those features. So that's what we're seeking approval for. We've raised some funds to, we're going to do it phased as the funds are available. Raised enough to do our first phase and have some visual aids.
Just to be clear to everyone on the committee as well, this is being donated by Friends of Memorial Park. These aren't municipal funds. So you're just asking for authority to work on township property, but not for funding. So back to you.
I have visual aids if you want to see what we're doing.
And do I understand that you have credentials in this area? Or do you have a consultant involved?
We've consulted designs for fun.
Okay.
Brett Halloway.
Okay.
He designed the original playground.
Okay.
So he's helping us again.
Because I know it is important for liability with kids that you have proper design. And so there's professional designs that are being donated.
I can show you right here.
Okay.
They'll show the proper safety zones. When we do the install, he will be there as a construction supervisor.
You want to hold it up for us? And how much of the playground is being replaced?
It's the portion that has that balance beam there that's kind of all, worn down. So he kind of designed, because he wanted to keep the design so that between the swings and the general area, he said you want a barrier there. You don't want kids racing back and forth. There's a rhyme and reason for everything he does. So what we're going to do is put in just a combination of climbing things and stuff. So it would be those footings would come out. We would push in the footings to this, and that would cover that area. And then serve the same purpose with a newer and more
awesome. And what is being replaced and what is being added?
What's being replaced is
right now, it's like the balance beam kind of wiggles. Right in front of the inset.
And that's going to be replaced, removed, and
it's going to be torn out.
Okay.
This blue section right here, that's so here's the swings. There's a balance beam here now. Now it's going to be replaced with 6 or 7 features. Because right now, maybe 1 or 2 kids can play on that. But now it's going to be the playground originally was geared more towards 5 and under. Mm-hmm. So now these are features that are more 6 to 10 or 12. So it's got some monkey bars, got some balancing features, got some climbing features.
And all the fall zones match with
that's bubbles
are. First phase then?
Yeah, that's phase one.
Is the rock coming out in that phase?
I don't know.
Who knows
if we get a machine?
Depends where the fall zone is.
Gotcha.
But the like a Metrodome or the musical thing. Where's might have to be relocated.
I'm trying to think. Where's the parking lot? Yeah. That's what I'm trying to find, the parking lot here.
Where's the parking lot? Where's the parking lot?
Sandbox
at the top.
Oh, here. Okay.
All right.
So here is also the stuff we plan to do, hopefully, when we raise enough funds over here. So that's where the existing wood structure is. That's why it might look a little different to you. You can see that the pyramid-looking cable structure is still going to stay. The sandbox is going to stay. The swing is going to stay. Those are still in good shape.
And do you have all the funds raised in order to start and complete this
phase
project?
One, yeah.
Yep.
To just do this section.
Yep. Right. Yep. That's what I mean. But there'd be, so,
we have that covered. Yeah.
What does the timing look like?
He said if we're 8 to 10 volunteers and a machine, we should be able to get it done in 2 days.
Oh.
He said, hopefully.
One day demo, one day.
Yeah. If we can orchestrate somebody digging and digging, getting those footings out is going to be the problem, or the hardest part, because they're in there. Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, they're pretty hefty. Mm-hmm. So getting those out, once those are out, then the hardest thing, I think, is getting the cement truck there.
Can our DPW help with?
They absolutely can, and quite frankly, Mayor, assuming we have the time availability, I would recommend that we do that based on the scope of that removal.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I had mentioned it. Jamie and I had spoken about it briefly.
Yeah,
it closes off a lot of issues for us.
Yeah.
Just, you know, and it hopefully would even speed things up as opposed to slow them down.
And if your estimate is 1 day with volunteers, I have to assume 1 day with the DPW department. And obviously it's their busy time, but we'll talk to them and try to coordinate that.
I can't speak to that. Yeah. I don't, yeah, when they can get
I'll
out
speak
there.
To Warren about it.
I mean, I guess one question for us, is the committee comfortable if our DPW department works on a park activity?
Yeah, closes issues of bringing other big equipment in there.
I'm much less concerned on the install, but that tear out, if something goes wrong, it's mushrooms.
There's three.
Yeah.
Do they sit on sonotubes or what?
I spoke to the playground prep today, the designer. He said pretty much you remove the beam, pretty much wrap a chain around the posts. He said you just rip them out with a backhoe or some sort of strong piece of equipment. Because
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, you didn't get a jackhammer in there? He said, really, if you have the right machine, you can just yank it right out.
What's the diameter of the footings?
I don't know.
I mean, roughly. I mean,
probably a couple of feet.
Yeah, I would think those swing sets were pretty hefty.
Okay. But still 2 feet, 3 feet back
over. 2 feet. I just tore one out of Vorey's.
Oh, okay.
Complete playground.
Oh, okay. Does it sound like a one day with a backhoe job?
Not a chance. You could pop them out with a backhoe, like you said, wrap a chain around it. In fact, I'll be doing some more tomorrow.
Okay.
Wrap a chain around it, you have it out of your pocket.
Because otherwise, it turns into. Yeah.
Then let's assume. We'll ask the DPW to work on that. Then they can haul it away. So I don't know if you had that all planned out or not. But
not yet. Well,
okay.
From ordering the equipment, it takes 7 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
So it's not like we're doing this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we have plenty of time to work in the schedule. So
is that firm? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Because supplies are so difficult now under COVID. Trying to find anything. It's difficult. Is that a firm 7 to 8 weeks that they gave you? Or?
I confirmed it.
Good, good.
As long as we order it by the end of the month.
Okay.
Do you want to articulate the motion that we're looking for?
Oh, we have one more.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Request as well.
It's separate. I don't know if you have to do this, but we're looking to put in a Gaga pit.
Why don't we do the motion
to
do this and then
and
include the DPW support on it?
So I'll make the motion to approve the phase one modifications to the playground by the balance beam, whatever we want to call that, wiggly worm thing. and authorize the DPW to go in and remove the footings and hopefully, if they can, the big rock from the playground.
And can we include in that motion gratitude to the Friends of Memorial Park for offering this donation?
Sounds like a plan to me.
Okay.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you.
Lady Gaga?
It's basically
Lady Gaga?
It's the only Gaga I know.
Octagonal pit with meatballs. It's, you know, kids go in there and, you know, you smack with your hands. It's kind of hard to explain the game. It's very popular with kids. There's, you know, four or five of them at Camp Bernie. All the local schools have them. But it's like 20 square feet.
Basically, what you need is a just a flat surface. You put some QP down, level it, and then the boundary goes up, which is what 2 feet high.
So it's just a stone face on the inside.
Probably compacted stone dust on a pad, and then the walls are with wood with a metal bracket.
And where would this be located?
Well, there's two places. One would be here. Saying a great picture, but if you know where the where the scoreboard is for the baseball field,
For the baseball field, I was thinking, not the upper one, the baseball
field. So with that, there's a bench right by the walkway there. There's a nice level spot over, just tucked in between the trail and the scoreboard. So we figured that would be a good spot. But right now, some people were kind of were rethinking it. If we don't put it there, we were thinking, if you're standing in the playground, looking towards that, like the Dugo thing, so the swings are on your right and the wood structure's on your left, it would be down that hill where that path goes in between the two groves there, and it kind of levels off, and then it opens up into the bottom of the hill, the soccer field. Because we're trying to figure which way would be the best way for supervision, but then also bringing some of that energy to a different part of the park. So we have this, those are the two spots that we have planned. The footprint's not that big.
Does this describe it, just because I've never heard of it? Gaga is a variant of dodgeball that is played in a Gaga pit. The game combines dodging, striking, running, and jumping with the objective of being the last person standing. Players hit the ball at each other with their hands and are eliminated if the ball strikes them or below the knee.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now I get it.
It's not like a bunch of kids wailing.
I heard a lot of slapping and striking. I'm like, I just I need to get to the bottom of this.
It's a pretty civil game.
Yeah.
You can only slap it with like a fist or an open hand.
Yeah.
You can't even pick it up and throw it somewhere.
Right.
You have to hit below the knee.
Yeah.
So no one's getting hit in the head.
Yeah, not like when I was a kid.
Do we need a proposed location in order to make an approval, or can we?
You can either approve the concept. I don't know how long it takes to deliver, but you can approve it with the location to be determined.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, the threshold issue is whether or not it's going to. If it goes in, that's the first question.
Yeah. Well, the reason that we brought it up with the two locations is the park committee was kind of going back and forth on which spot was better. So just for time reason, because Drew wants to dedicate this to his mom for 9/11, so we wanted to just kind of expedite anything we could just to kind of move it along. And then if you guys need a definite location by time, then we'll just get together and have that for you. But we just wanted to get it on the agenda as quick as possible.
If you view any problems, speak now or
wherever
holds your peace.
No, location's just going to be based on the issues they brought forward on our, and ours is if there's any kind of utilities or anything else out there, it's just reasonable consideration.
I guess I'd be comfortable if we considered it in either of those two locations, then we've got the Mark as liaison to the park committee can be in touch with us. If it ends up being a different idea, he can bring it back.
So we're going to conceptually approve the game to be put somewhere in the playground.
In one of those two locations.
Either
And you'll come back to us at a future time, or Mark will come back to us at a future time.
We approve it unless there's a third choice that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, no, that's great.
How big is it?
8 feet walls turns into 20 square foot. 20 square feet.
It's not big. 20 square feet? It fit in here.
20 square feet.
4 by 5.
Yeah.
You got a dodgeball in?
That's what I don't.
Sorry,
200 square feet. I'm sorry. Yeah, 8 foot walls.
20 by 20, right?
Knocked down with 8 feet. Exactly.
How high are the walls?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how high are the walls?
It's like waist high.
Oh, 3 feet. Okay. Made out of metal?
The hinges are made out of metal. The walls are made out of wood.
A lot of the schoolyards have them there.
Do they stand straight up?
It's a real
they...
big recess thing. It's like
3 foot wall. So one of the walls is a door or gate to get in?
It's usually cut like down to 2 feet.
Okay. When you said hinges, metal hinges, it's...
Well, that just connects the octagon wall. Each...
So they're just sort of straps, they're not hinges.
There's no moving
open.
Parts.
No, okay. No, it's not straps. Okay. It's there's literally an angled hinge.
Okay.
Where the wood gets.
Yeah, screwed. There's no door or swinging anything. There's nothing that would need to be really maintained. Yeah. No.
And did you say that it's this or this size? Because it looks like there's two different.
Sure.
It says six octagon 24H versus octagon 30H. The 30.
That's the height.
30 inches?
Yeah,
okay.
Okay. Any other discussion by the committee? You want to make a motion to...
accept?
We'll include in that thinking...
I'll make a motion to approve the installation of the Gaga Pit at one of the two locations the Park Committee presented, either that the by the lower scoreboard area or below the gazebo area. I make that motion.
And with gratitude for the donation of Mr. DePalma... In honor of your mother, we'll get that in the record. Thank you very much. Is there a second? Roll call?
Yes.
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 Thank you
very much.
Mark will be the point guy for this.
Yep.
Yeah. If anything changes or anything.
All right.
And while you're here, should we just recognize Paul Spatz and the MBLE family, Custom Alloy, for?
I want to recognize them all the time.
Exactly.
For everything they do for us, absolutely. I mean,
specifically now for
For moving that just
the volleyball courts.
Yeah, that was monumental.
Yep.
In fact, we definitely have to revisit getting back to that.
Yeah, that's why I was afraid to email.
Yeah.
I have my notes in the old file, and I was like, do I have to print them out, or are they, we going to lose them in the old email system? No, that's why I want to get that printed out. Because we do. No, we need to. We need to pick that up.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you,
guys. Thank you.
See you later.
So next on our agenda on new business is a memo that we received from Joanne Fasinelli regarding the electronics collection event scheduled for October 23rd, 2021. And she would like some guidance input from us as to our thoughts on Freon devices. Historically, we've not charged residents. Resident has to show proof of residency, but we've allowed them to recycle Freon devices, air conditioners, dehumidifiers, and the like. Those do cost us $20 per unit for the recycling company. She notes that there are some residents that seem to bring in 4 or 5 at a time. This is also in the context of, and this isn't part of her memo, I don't believe, but Committeeman McKee earlier this year suggested whether we want to consider tire recycling as part of our cleanup days. And tires also have a cost to take. My thought is we probably want a little bit more information to get this on the next agenda to give her some clear guidance. She does point out that if we want to charge, apparently we need this in our fee ordinance in order to be able to charge. And the question would be, do we charge for the first unit? Do we allow 1 or 2 units free of charge to residents and charge for additional units? And I think what we need to know as well is what's the cost for tire recycling so we kind of know our overall recycling event budget. Apparently, the recycling tonnage grant money, which I don't have the details on either, but apparently that has been used up in these events. So I think we just need to come back with a little more budget understanding and full consideration of the two events for the fall. Anything anyone would like to add to this discussion at this time?
Oh, wait.
Nick. Do we get this?
I was just thinking about if the residents had to take them somewhere else, what would the cost be?
That's what I want to find out.
They leave them on the side of the road. That's the problem. Ugh.
And that is...
We've had another...
They throw them at Boise State Park.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's exactly the reason.
Yeah, that people put them on the back of a pickup truck
rather
until
take
it falls
them
off.
And pay for it than have them show up.
Mm. Yep. At least this way they bring them to the central the point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But four seems excessive. You know, it seems like you're going out and collecting them.
Yeah. Well, you know, like a house like ours, we don't have central air. So you've got old air conditioners, one in the den, one upstairs, one over here.
I collect stuff from my neighbor next door because he's 84 years old. Mm. So
there you go.
He can't get there with his Prius.
So we'll carry that over to a future meeting, but everyone now has the update on what we need to decide. And I believe if we do need a fee ordinance, we've got this in October 31st, so we've got a little bit of time to do some research.
Do we have the tire charges, the cost?
I don't have the information on the tire recycling, but no. I know she's got information. Mm-hmm. She and Warren are working on that as
well. If we're going to impose that, we know what it's going to cost.
Good point. If we're going to charge for tires.
Rims on the tires, that makes a difference.
That's what I heard. I remember the audience pointing out the question whether the rims are on the tire, and I believe the company she's talking to doesn't distinguish whether it's rims or not rims. But
Sometimes they do,
yep. Okay. Any other new business that anyone would like to bring to our attention? If not, that takes us to presentation of vouchers. Mark, would you like to start?
I have none that apply.
I have two here that qualify. First one is for C&M Auto Parts for an amount of $1,375.68. The second one is for Independence Constructors. This was a labor replacement of a leaky solenoid valve for the diesel dispenser, $1,517.85.
I've got the New Jersey Health Benefit Plan for the month of May, $36,247.88. I've got Brockerhoff Environmental Services. This is for the environmental assessment of the donated property, $2,945. U.S. Postal Service for our postal meter, $2,000. And our tax appeal attorney, Harry Householder, the amount of $1,503.50.
I have two. One to the Township of Clinton for our shared court agreement, $18,750. And the second is to Gebhardt and Kiefer for legal services for $2,071.59.
None that apply?
So the total voucher list is $67,848.86. Is there a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Takes us to correspondence, monthly police report. Police liaison, any comments?
Next, Jason gave me the report, and there's the next month's numbers, which are pretty fairly consistent with where we've been.
And animal control report, same thing, reporting to the police liaison.
Yep. Nothing major. Dogs lost.
And the fire department report.
Just kind of the yearly totals as of April were 225 calls, 169 EMS, and 55 fire.
Okay.
That's all I have to offer.
Thank you. That then takes us to public comment on any topic any member of the public would like to make. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment, we have one in the room. State your name, the road you live on.
Hi, Catherine Koch, Rarit River Road. As a representative of the Environmental Commission, we're holding our well test on Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon. That actually, the test isn't being held. That's when we give out the kits or sell the kits. Monday will be the pickup. This year, can I take this off?
Drop
off. I'm vaccinated and all that. It's hard to inhale and talk.
Drop off on Monday.
Monday will be the drop off.
Right.
Right. Very early in the morning.
Yep.
If anybody gets any calls or contacts and says, oh, you know, I can't be there until such and such time, they can always contact Raritan Headwaters through their website and do it any time. They don't have to do it that day. Also, if somebody's out of town or from out of sight of the town, Tewksbury, Clinton, whatever, they can also do it. We have there's no parameters. We're doing this for the Lebanon Township residents, but anybody else can participate. They have a really fantastic truck that we used last July when we did it up at Memorial Park, but this time we're going to be holding it right here. We'll use the truck. I'm going to set up tables, and so we'll be doing that on Saturday. The other thing I just wanted to add was that...
Could you just remind people the fees just so that everyone knows this isn't a free test?
No. It's the base fee is $60, and then there are $15 to $25 and $50 fees depending on what it is. It's all listed on our posters, on the website, and the postcards. They just came out today. So the fees are listed. And then there's other tests that you can add to it. It all depends on what, you know, the history is with your property and what you want. And the fees pay for the lab. It doesn't cost us anything, the township. And Raritan Headwaters employees are helping us. They are paid through their own grant structure. So it really is a free service to us, the township.
Mm. But I know there's always confusion. It's not free for a water test.
Right. It was only one person last year that got that mixed up, and he was very mad at me that this wasn't all free, and I thought, sorry, it's not. Nobody ever said it was.
Yep.
But whatever. No, it's not. It's not free. It just doesn't cost taxpayers money. For the recycling whatnot, I had been asked by Adam Duckworth from the Environmental Commission to look into long fluorescent bulbs and how to dispose of them. So I reached out to Lowe's. A not terribly articulate young woman told me they only take the curly ones.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the...
little ones.
The term. Yeah. So, but that's all they want, and they only want a few at a time. Home Depot will take one at a time. If you want to drive one over to the store, they'll take one. These are the long fluorescents. Mm-hmm. I'm talking these guys. So then I called the county and said, okay, how do you deal with it? And they got back to me and said, there's nothing they can do about it. They have their own your recycling disposal day. They pay somebody to take it away. So there is no good answer to this problem.
But so
we wanted to make it part of the program because there's actually a company called Bulb Muncher that brings out a 55-gallon drum that you actually put it in and it mulches it. It grinds it up so it fits more into a 55-gallon drum and then they take the drum out.
Oh,
so that. If we wanted to do it with our recycling day, potentially we could add that feature.
That would be the best way to go.
Just having a special fluorescent bulb day.
Yeah. Well, no, I wasn't suggesting that.
There's no other way I could think of it.
I was driving around with one for weeks, and nobody would take it. It ended up going back here because there was just nobody would want the silly thing. Yeah. So anyway, that's what I just wanted to let you know about.
Thank you very much. So we'll get some information on the cost and put back into the...
We used to have one for our office, but now we're all LED, so we don't have it anymore.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any member of the public on the conference call?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ron.
One moment, we have another member in the room.
Poor Mark.
Ron Mikowski, Rocky Run Road. On your cleanup day, the last time they had it was several months ago, I think you need to do a little better job of advertising it, get the word out to the people. And as far as the tire recycling, Hunter County just had it yesterday. You could take tires down there. And most of them were without rims, but I saw ones there with rims. Mm-hmm. So
and they only dig car tires or smaller.
I think
what
it has
I'm saying is definitely you should be able to get information from yeah.
How many tires did they allow an individual?
They allowed an individual to bring 15 tires.
And if there was three different individuals in the truck,
they
was that?
They allowed an individual to bring 15 tires. Mm-hmm. That's all they said.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Well,
thank you very much.
Go twice.
Yeah. Last year I advertised it and I got yelled at because too many people came.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Anyone on the conference call who would like to make a comment, make sure you're pressing star 6 to unmute yourself. We're not hearing any other comment. Anyone else in the room? Not seeing anyone. Is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And tonight we will go into executive session on the topic of American Tower contract negotiations for the cell tower behind the municipal complex. This is Resolution 52-2021. No action is anticipated after the executive session. Is there a motion for Resolution 52-2021?
I'll make a motion for Resolution 52-2021.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay.
Yep.
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm busy waving goodbye. I'm not used to seeing people.
Thank you very much. Since there's no action, we will be no action that will be taken. We'll be closing down the conference call.
Yeah, we feel the same way. It feels normal again.
It does.
Now, if we can get the pancake breakfast going
yeah.
in October.